Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Spinny, Dusty, and Frank bring this back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jerry Stingle. We're talking about women access to capital, women business owners having access to capital that they need, whatever that might be, whether it be a small microloan from somebody or from maybe a little bit bigger loan from a bank, maybe a credit card. Could be a credit card. You know, Jerry, a lot. I know some pretty big companies that started out with credit card debt way back in the day. But you're the pro in this area, and we were talking in the previous segment about getting women who are not lifestyle and don't have a lifestyle business intention. They actually want to grow their business. They want to imagine having a bigger business 5 years from now, where they expand, where they grow, they hire more employees, they grow their revenue. They're trying to make a difference by scaling. That's the people we're talking about right now, right, Jerry? And we're going to specifically talk about their access to capital issues.
Absolutely.
So talk to us about that. These are people who they're gonna start out with some debt, borrow money from a bank. They're gonna move from that to blending that with maybe an angel investor. They're gonna eventually maybe blend all that into something with it'll take all that out and roll it up into a venture capitalist. What's the path?
So I wouldn't necessarily say that it's debt to equity. It could be a blend. Sometimes you're starting with equity. You're starting by borrowing money from friends and family. So if I were to bucket it, I would say that there are micro businesses that might get that small loan from a CDFI, a community development financial institution, like a Grameen. And in most locations, you'd have to look up who the local CDFIs are. But then there are small businesses, growth businesses, and scaling businesses. And those small and growth businesses might be going to, again, a CDFI. They might be doing a rewards-based crowdfunding campaign using, like, Kickstarter or Indiegogo. Unlikely that they would be raising equity financing. And then finally you have at the sort of top of the pyramid, and very few businesses are like this, are the really scaling businesses, those businesses that want to be, you know, $100 million, $1 billion mm-hmm. businesses. And they're going to friends and family, then angel investors, then venture capitalists, and somewhere along that pipeline are likely also to be getting loans.
So those ladies who've already gotten to that level, is that where we want to go? We want to talk about the people who are, because you mentioned earlier about how women go after, sometimes women go after venture capital money. You actually said the men don't get it, they don't understand, or they don't appreciate the power of the, you know, they do that, and I believe I'm sure that happens, but there's enough money out there right now, especially, that if you want to find, if you've got a good model, you can find the money. If you get turned away by some troglodyte, there's a visionary, there's an enlightened money with capital around the corner. You just got to go knock on another door.
Yeah, so, you know, raising money is never easy. It is especially difficult if you're raising equity financing.
It's not supposed to be easy,
right.
is it?
No, it is not supposed to be easy. There's a lot of risk for equity investors, much more risky for the equity investor versus the debt investor, because the debt, you know, they're going to be evaluating you for the ability to pay back. Mm-hmm. So the risk is more on the small business owner than it is
on the... It's often collateralized, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you keep knocking on doors, as you said. For women, what's sort of changing the model right now is women are coming in and funding women. So there's been a dramatic rise in the number of women angels. So since 2004, when they started tracking the percentage of women versus male angel investors, that number has increased five times, and 30% of new investors or new angels are now women.
And you know, I can one of the advantages I can see there, and I'm now Jerry. You know, everybody listening to my show, been listening to me very long, knows there's nobody who's a bigger champion of women business owners than me. I love them. I want them to do well. I've spent too much time here on this, but I also call them out on the things that are real, that are different, and I can see where a woman pitching another woman about their business would be a lot more fruitful conversation than a woman pitching a man, because we express ourselves differently. We expect to hear information differently, and I could see where that would be. Everything's the same. With every other thing's the same, I could see where a woman would pitching another woman about her business would be beneficial.
So this is really interesting. There's research, and I think she Dana Kams did this research 2 years ago, and she evaluated Crunchbase's Disrupt conference, and she mm-hmm. went back for years and years and compared men and women. And both female and male investors ask different questions
yes.
to female founders and male founders. And they ask promotion or gain questions.
And women will listen longer than men. Men don't listen long. So, our listening attention span is not very long. Women will listen. They just will. They're better listeners. Tintail, right back with Jerry Stengel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.